You are listening to The Alex Way.
Hey guys, this is our good friend Alex Moraes, and I'm from Honduras, and you know you're listening to The Alex Way. So before anything else, remember, if you want to study, live, and work abroad, go to www.molaleadership.com. So good to have you here with us, because I say us because we got a panel for today's podcast. We got an interesting topic, and that is international students, dating, and the Christian faith. That's right. Those three go hand by hand, and that's why I'm surrounded by quality people for you guys to know that that's a fact. So we're going to go around, and we'll meet every single one of them for a brief introduction. Again, because we tried this before and for some reason we couldn't get it. But anyways, let's go around. Let's make it as short as possible and let's start and, yeah, just get started.
This is Danuel Vega Riaño, originally from Colombia, South America. I am an industrial engineer. And also, I was an international student for Lindenwood University. I obtained my MBA in supply chain management and married an amazing, amazing woman that God gave me, Megan Elizabeth Vega, which is, she's here with me.
Awesome.
As he said, my name's Megan Vega, and we have Gigi Vega here with us as well. She's our daughter. We're very blessed to be here, blessed to have met each other in such a fantastic way, to have our family, our education, our child here.
Hi, I'm Maria Dwyer. I'm Alex's girlfriend. I'm American. I'm from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, originally from rural Missouri. And I graduated 6 years ago with my culinary arts degree from L'Ecole Culinaire, and I currently work as a chef here in St. Louis.
Perfect. So now we have a brief introduction of our guests. We're going to go straight into the point. And that is international students, dating, and the Christian faith. Okay, international students, the international student component. So now, let's start with ladies first, okay? So, American citizens, you understand that you receive internationals every year in your 4,200 colleges. Were you ever, did you ever dream of or wanted to try to date international students at all? We'll start with Maria.
To answer that question, yes. Growing up, I come from a small town, not being exposed to a lot of internationals where I'm from. So I moved to St. Louis about 7-8 years ago, and I started dating, and I've dated a few different people from different countries, and I've always had a fascination to learn the cultures and the language of different countries. So yeah, I have since I was a little girl, including dating you, Alex, from Honduras.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to our next guest. So, Megan, did you ever imagine or picture yourself being married to an international student?
Married,
wow. Woo!
I did.
Praise the Lord!
I did. I was raised about half of my life around internationals, a lot of exposure to different cultures and languages, and it was an incredible experience that I don't regret a minute of. We moved a great deal, and when I came back to St. Louis, I was sure I wanted to get roots in St. Louis, marry a Missouri guy, and not have to relocate all of this. This was my safety net, you know, this concept was my safety net, but I still loved the languages, the cultures, and just spending time with folks and learning so much. So it was natural for me to meet and fall in love really with Dunwheel, and
that's awesome.
God really put all the pieces together of my life, and I'm so blessed with him. He's wonderful.
That's awesome. Well, now from an international student perspective, were you ever curious to, date international? I mean, actually internationals or actually an American, because in this case, America is your host country. So were you ever interested in trying it out, or did you picture yourself being, you know, an American, with an American?
No, I mean, and as I told you before, what I can tell you is this. For a long time, I mean, I was thinking, okay, God, I mean, I need to marry a good woman. You're gonna have to do something about it. And I mean, sincerely, I didn't think about an American woman. I didn't know who was gonna be, but honestly, I didn't think. I didn't think about marrying an American.
Okay, well, that's interesting. In my case, I definitely wanted to try it out because I was in Honduras, at least with my generation, we were heavily Americanized, and with not only with Hollywood media, but also having the situation of going to school to an American-style college prep school, an American-style school in Honduras, and with Wisconsin teachers, you know? So anyway, so it was, to me, it was also a fascination, like my girlfriend said. Okay, so cool. So now let's talk about dating in itself. So what does dating look like for Mr. Danuel Vega Riaño? Let me see. What was dating? What did that look like for you before, obviously, getting married? What was dating like?
Well, sadly, and I need to say sadly, I made a lot of mistakes. I was raised out of the Christian faith, so I didn't know the biblical principles about dating or thinking or dating somebody in terms of marriage or thinking about marriage. So, yeah, I mean, it was basically, to answer your question, it was a lot of immorality. Sadly, I made a lot of mistakes, and I got involved in things that I didn't have to get involved. But thank God, you know, after I became a Christian, I understood what God had for me and what was the purpose of, you know, having a relationship with a woman. So I'm so blessed now that even though I made a lot of mistakes, I married a Christian and an amazing woman.
That's really cool. How about you, Megan, for an American like you, right? So I don't know how was what's your background, really, how you were raised, but what can you tell us about what was the idea of dating for you?
I think, like a lot of young people, I pushed so much in relationships to try to make something work when it's the most important thing anyone could remember as a young person is to look to God and His will for your life. Mm-hmm. Things will continue to fall apart if it's not based on what's right. And that being what I believe is what Christ has for me. So it was completely evident in every way for me and Danuel as we fell in love. And it was totally different from any relationship I'd had before, because I'd struggled just to make relationships work, and they weren't healthy. They weren't right in any way, but it was, like many young people trying to push through a relationship.
Well, for me it was actually kind of like a little bit like Danuel said, you know, like I didn't have those Christian biblical foundation. Actually, I didn't have the biblical foundation. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. In fact, I come from a home that's a split at home because my mom and dad had me out of wedlock, right? So I didn't have some sort of example or marriage to look up to. But fortunately, I was able to meet the Lord at age 16. And prior to Maria, obviously did my fair share of stupidities, right? As any other youth, it's fine. It's everybody does. It doesn't mean it's right, but there's forgiveness in God. That's awesome. There's hope. There's a future. And I can tell you that throughout my Christian walk, dating became something more clearer to me, the idea of holiness, of purity. And I prayed for Maria, and Maria showed up. It was unexpected, but it was a gift from definitely God. So what about you, Maria?
my dating experience growing up through my teen years and my adulthood, I grew up Catholic, but I did not date with the Lord as the center of my relationships.
Right.
I feel like as I've gotten older and even meeting you, I feel that our relationship has been grounded with Lord becoming number one and going to Bible study together and just not always depending on each other, but depending on the Lord first, and then, you know, it being the foundation for both of us to come together with Christ. So, yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I guess this nails down a little bit about the international student portion and also a little bit about the dating portion. But how about the Christian faith? So, here we go. Why is it important to consider the Christian faith in terms of a loving relationship between a man and a woman? Take that, Mr. Daniel.
Okay, it is a very interesting question, but it is a very interesting question, but this is the main point of it. I think we need to understand that love is sacrificial, and when we think about the relationship of a Christian man and a Christian woman, we need to think about what Jesus did on the cross, and it is sacrificial. So, I mean, as a Christian, I understood and I keep understanding this, that anytime I have a problem with my wife, anytime I have a miscommunication or an argument or anything, I constantly think that Jesus sacrificed himself in love for me. And at the same time, I need to give up my pride. I need to give up my arrogance. I need to give up many things in those arguments with my wife. And it's not easy. It's not piece of cake, like the Americans say. But, I mean, I'm called to do it. And that's the hard part of it, that it's really we really need to give up our pride and arrogance and selfishness and envy and all those things in order to have a Christian based relationship. I hope in some way I answer the question.
Absolutely, this is an opportunity for us to have different perspectives. Do you want to follow up with that question, man? Would you like to? This is Megan now.
Obviously, Danwell and I have had a lot of conversation about it and how to communicate love and care, honor to each other. It's foundational for both of us to have Christ as the center. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with him mirrors what goes on in marriage and vice versa. He's connected to every conversation if we allow him, and so marriage is challenging. It's the same from the beginning of time. It's you come together as a married couple, and there's no greater example of intimacy on this earth. And you have the opportunity to love and honor a person or harm them, and I pray every day that I love and honor Dunwheel in the way that I treat him. And so we really hope most of all that it's Christ in us.
That's really cool. That's a beautiful, beautiful answer. I think that you guys have nailed the question in an incredible way. And the reason why I had you both doing that, because maybe our podcast peeps don't know this, but Danwell and Megan, again, they're married. And Maria and I are just a boyfriend, girlfriend scenario. We're praying to the Lord can lead us in marriage slowly but surely. So that's a great takeaway. Now, Would you like to add anything there? Not really. I think we should move on to the next question then. We're about to actually, it's been almost 15 minutes, so this is the final stage of this podcast. And so let us go into now to say that the reason why we brought this topic today is not necessarily because you know how things can be miscommunicated very easily. I don't want anybody to think, oh, you can study abroad and just meet your wife over there. Not at all. What we're trying to say is, man, as long as it's in the Lord's will, you know, sure, that can happen. You know, nothing's impossible to him. But the thing is, as you can tell, it has to be driven by the center of a relationship. The center of a relationship is Jesus Christ. You know, we know that a boyfriend-girlfriend scenario is not only to mess around, is in the long run for a marriage covenant. And it is the union of two sinners becoming one with the Lord. So any final closing remarks, I guess, any words of advice for those international students coming in, those American, either boys or girls, excited about the internationals coming into the U.S. territory? Okay, any closing remarks for a healthy kind of relationship kind of perspective? Go ahead, Maria.
Like we've all said, keep Jesus Christ the center of your relationship. There's always going to be challenges, and you just have to make sure that you keep the relationship communication open. And I suggest going to church together, doing Bible study together. So yeah, that's my little take on advice.
That's really cool. Well, any closing remarks? Maybe Danilo, Megan, I guess. I don't know. Danilo, Megan, or closing remarks?
Yeah, I would say this. I would say that the most important decision in your life is to ask for forgiveness to God. I mean, basically repent of your sins and believe in the Lord as your Savior. But the second most important decision is basically who is going to be your spouse, you know, forever. So I think what I want to say is that make sure that person that you're going to marry is actually the person that God has for you. I mean, I'm so blessed, and I cannot describe how blessed I am because what God did for me through Megan, my wife. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I know many other people that they just rush to marry, or they thought, you know, the person that they wanted to marry was from God, and sadly, you know, they are having terrible relationships now, and they're going through sad and hard times. So, yeah, basically that, just make sure that person that you're going to marry is from the Lord. Is from God.
That's awesome. And you know what? There's a pastor whose podcasts are in the top 5 of iTunes every week. And he is Matt Chandler, pastor of the Village Church. We know that churches are not perfect, but apparently the reputation of this church is that it is a healthy one with a sound doctrine that strives to be biblically centered. And so Matt Chandler says, you cannot say there's just one person for you, but the one is the one you get married to. Yeah. So with that said, thank you so much. Everybody has anything to say? Anything else? No, we're good. Guys, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. This is a completely different podcast with a little twist, but I loved it. This is what we do. And well, I guess you can say bye to our podcast peeps, guys. So, Anuel, if you can just say a little bit bye there to everybody. Say
adios.
Ciao, ciao.
That's Megan.
Arrivederci.
That's Maria. Thank you guys for listening to Hashtag The Alex Way. Leave your comments in the comment section, questions, descriptions, share, like, follow us on social media, and we'll see you again shortly. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. Visit www.molaleadership.com. We're all over the internet. Follow us at Mola Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.